Jerry Bader Show 1020. Another episode of The Americans is on tonight. Everybody under 40 should be required to watch that show to remind them of the Cold War. It's a problem we have right now. Because they don't really teach history anymore the way they used to. I know there are history classes. I know. But there's important history of the last 50 years if you're not old enough to remember it. You know, the old saying, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it, that's been dismissed as false. I disagree. Speaking of learning from history, there's a preemptive strike underway by the left. As you likely know, unless you live in the deepest of caves or just came from another planet, Hillary Clinton is going to be a grandmother. Chelsea is going to have a baby. Immediately, the concern was raised, well, she would, if she runs, and I still don't think she's running, but if she does, in fact, run in 2016 for president, she'll be running as a grandmother. As David Frum wrote at CNN.com, this seemingly unremarkable fact has triggered a spasm of media self-analysis. Is Clinton the victim of a sexist double standard? It's a question that has been and will be asked often. So if we start asking if she's too old to be president, is that sexist? Give me a break. Give me a break. She will be roughly the age that Ronald Reagan and John McCain were when they ran for president. Were their respective ages fair game? Abso-freaking-lutely. Reagan was portrayed, as was McCain, as this doddering, senile old fart. Frum points out that CNN.com reported on June 15, 2008, during the McCain-Obama campaign. Listen to some Democrats and you'll think the 71-year-old Arizona senator is a man lost in perpetual fog. He is confused and has lost his bearings or is out of touch. The lost his bearings innuendo was used by candidate Obama himself in a May 28, 2008 interview with Wolf Blitzer. Nor was age deemed an inappropriate question in earlier elections. Roughly one-third of respondents in most recent national polls say that McCain's age could impede his ability to effectively govern. And approximately one-third of voters expressed similar concerns about Bob Dole's age in 1996 and Ronald Reagan's age in 1984. But it's supposed to be off-limits for her? Here's the double standard. This is classic liberal projection. They realize that her age should be fair game if it was fair game for those three men. Instead, they're trying to project, well, you're just doing this because she's a woman. Further, this is a double standard that women have always held. They want to get in the game. They want to be in the same game as men, politics or whatever the game is. But we're supposed to subscribe to the old chivalrous notions when it suits them. But you can't ask about a woman's age. You're not supposed to talk about a woman's age. They want to keep those vestiges that are opportunistic for them when the time comes. But otherwise, anything from the old era, pre-feminism, is dinosaur stuff, unless it suits their needs. This actually came up. I won't embarrass her. This came up with a former Sheboygan City Council person, city councilwoman. She didn't want to give her age. When her age finally was surrendered, and I'm not going to say the age, I'm not going to say who she was, you know what the most notable thing was? I do have to say this, or I can't get the point of it. She was 70 plus. People couldn't believe how incredibly good she looked for her age. And I could understand why she hid it. But if you're in politics, I don't think you have that luxury. This is not Hillary Clinton being a victim of a double standard. This is the left trying to perpetrate and perpetuate a double standard. That a woman is, that an age is irrelevant only if it's a woman. But they could try to caricaturize Reagan, McCain, and Dole as doddering dunces. That was okay. But you dare not point that thing at a woman. No. Her age is perfectly fair game. Her health, because of her age, is fair game. Is she too old to run? I didn't think Reagan was too old to run. I didn't think McCain was too old to run. I didn't think Dole was too old to run. I have plenty of other issues with Dole and McCain. Dole was the first year that I would have voted for a Republican when I was making my transition from liberalism. But he was such an horrible campaign that I didn't. I didn't vote for Clinton either. But it just, it is amazing how short-term the liberal memory is. They had no problem making this a huge issue themselves. So is it an issue? Well, it's a factor. I think there's a difference between an issue and a factor. I don't think there's anything wrong with factoring in a person's age. Could it impact their health? I think she would be 69 when she took office, were she elected. So she'd be 73 if she sought re-election. She'd be 77 if she served an 8-year term. Well, I think that's fair game. Okay, let's do this. Let's just say, for sake of argument, you could pick any Republican. Who would be in their late 40s? Scott Walker, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. I don't know about Rand Paul. How old is Rand Paul? Bobby Jindal, thank you. All those guys, late 40s, when they take office, if they were to win in 2016. Here's what they're trying to inoculate against. The very weapon that they used in 2008. The youthful Barack Obama, who was 47 when he took office, versus John McCain, who would be 72 or whatever it was. They use that ad nauseum. They don't want it used against them. That's all they're trying to do now. But she's a woman, so you can't really, you know. BS! Yeah, as a matter of fact, you can. However, this is another one of those things where Republicans are probably going to be too nervous about it and just simply, no, you know, we're not supposed to talk about our age. Do you think this is going to be any different than not? This is different because obviously there is no reason to talk about President Obama's race, but they're afraid to criticize him in any way. It's another way to say that you're going to use that. So if you ever criticize her, well, you're just criticizing her because she's a woman. You're just criticizing her because of her age. Is it a factor? The left made it a huge factor for Republicans in the past. And I don't have a problem if the Republican candidate is youthful in comparison, which I think he's going to be. I have no problem with pointing that out. They didn't have a problem with pointing that out. The other thing they're up, Paul Ryan. We forgot Paul Ryan, Jason. How the heck did we do that? Paul Ryan. And all of those guys are relatively good-looking guys. Some of them are very good-looking guys. That's what they're afraid of. The same thing they used, they don't want used against them. It's 10:29. After the news, we're going to get to the affirmative action thing. I want to spend the rest of the show on the affirmative action thing. It's 10:29. Time to check in with producer Jason, who is shedding pounds with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. So what's the count as of today?
The count as of today is 16 pounds.
Well, what, you've been on it about 3 weeks?
Yes.
3 weeks today, right?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
No, today.
Yeah, no, it's Wednesday.
You are a better memory than I do.
Which
today.
Is a scary thought. Scary thought.
Yes.
Well, so a paltry 5 pounds a week. Boo, hoo, hoo. That's the thing with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. You, the expectations are high because the results are often high.
Yep.
I was on it. I'm still losing weight on my own now, but I was on it. You know, and I've lost 51 pounds, but even the 2 months when I was actually on it, I lost over 40 pounds. So this pound a day is possible, and you almost get spoiled not realizing, and yes, you can keep it off, and I'm still losing, but I'm going to work on keeping it off. It's doctor-supervised. Jason's hit a plateau. I hit a plateau. That's why Dr. Jason Lipman is there. Find out for yourself if it's right for you. Nothing invested in a phone call. Nope. Call Dr. Lipman today.
920-268-1386. 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.